Rocks in the ocean, fish in the sea. Red-headed woman fell in love with me.
Will you cut that out, Robbie?
What's the matter? Can a fella sing?
Certainly, you don't have to sing that song.
What's the matter? That's a good song.
How did I know that Violet was going to be working in Joe Garavelli's restaurant? Tell me, how did I know that?
Yeah. Ain't it funny how she just happened to be working in a restaurant while we go looking for your Uncle Jake? You know, you should be more careful where you go looking for your Uncle Jake.
Listen, Robbie, I'm as innocent as a baby.
Oh, sure.
I thought she was still in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and how did she know that you was coming to St. Louis?
Well, I think maybe I told her I was coming. I think maybe I gave her our route.
Oh, you think you gave her our route? You think you did?
Well, all right, then. I did give her our route. So what?
So the big silent woman hater gave the red-headed woman by the name of Violet our route.
Well, what of it? Didn't you give Elizabeth our route?
Certainly I did, Jimmy. Certainly I did. But you see, I ain't a woman hater like you.
All right, all right. What do you want me to do about it?
Nothing, Jimmy, nothing. Being as you're a woman hater, you should be more careful where you go looking for that Uncle Jake of yours.
Well, Violet's a nice girl.
Certainly Violet's a nice girl. Did I say she wasn't a nice girl?
Well, no, but...
Look, Jimmy, look. Would I say any girl wasn't a nice girl when all you did is ask her for a second cup of coffee?
Besides, we got a good feed at Joe Garavelli's, didn't we?
Certainly it was a good feed.
And we got it for nothing, didn't we?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
What do you mean you wouldn't go so far as to say that?
Well, look, Jimmy. When we got only a buck and 75 cents in a bankroll, then you insist on tipping the waitress 75 cents just to make a hit with her.
A hit with her? A hit with her? Listen, Robbie, I don't have to make a hit with her.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you don't see nothing at all. Violet is a good waitress, and she...
Certainly Violet's a good waitress. Didn't we all get a second cup of coffee for 75 cents?
Well, we couldn't be pikers in a place like Joe Garavelli's when my Uncle Jake was a close friend of his.
Oh, of course not. But just the same, the bankroll at the moment holds exactly $1, and the car needs gasoline.
Bobby, I tell everything's going to be all right. I feel it in my bones.
Oh, maybe you'll tell me how everything's going to be all right.
Well, Violet was telling me that we're going to get a lot of money.
Oh, so Violet was telling you?
Yeah. She was telling me that a guy like me that was born in the month of July is going to have a lot of luck.
Well, I hope Violet knows what she's talking about.
Certainly she knows. She's got a book that tells all about it.
Listen, Jimmy. The only book that means anything right now is a bank book.
No, Robbie. They call it now, what's this? They call it astrology. And everything's going to be okay.
Oh. Astrology is going to make it okay, huh?
Certainly. You see, it's like this. When the planet Mercury is in the... What's his name? When Mercury is in the ascendancy...
Yeah.
And Mars is some other place. And then Jupiter is in the eclipse.
Oh, yeah. I know the rest of that one.
What do you mean you know the rest of that one?
Well, sure I do.
Well, you know so much. What is it?
It's easy. Just add 2 gallons of water and a pound of sugar, then let it set for 21 days.
Now, Robbie, this is serious.
Oh, of course it is. And Jupiter or no other guy that's a million miles away is going to make any money for us.
All right, all right. You just wait and see. We're going to have a lot of good luck.
Yeah, and believe me, Jimmy, we're going to need it.
Here's Oswald.
Hello, Ozzy, old boy, old boy. Ozzy, old boy, how are you, boy?
Hello.
Did you get it, Oswald?
Did he get what?
Yeah, here it is.
Well, what's that?
It's a book Violet sent to me.
A book about what?
It's about this here astrology.
Jimmy, will you please... Will you please forget that stuff?
Wait now, let me show you. It says, for those born under the influence of Mercury... See, that means me.
Yeah.
For those born under the influence of Mercury, big financial gains are indicated.
Jimmy, let's read that some other time. We gotta look for a job.
Wait a minute now. Listen to this. Good business opportunities will come up.
Yeah, and what do we use for money?
We don't need money. A job is a business opportunity, ain't it?
All right, go on. You might as well get it out of your system.
Avoid hasty actions.
Now, that is a swell idea. That is something you should ought to think about.
What do you mean? I ain't hasty.
Oh, no, Jimmy, you ain't hasty. Oh, no, you ain't hasty.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. Only when you tipped Violet that 75 cents in a restaurant.
Oh, will you listen?
Yes, Jimmy?
I'll read further. You are very much interested in... Well, that part don't matter.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Jimmy, read it.
No, this part don't mean nothing.
Well, go ahead and read it. You made me listen to you.
Well, it says you are very much interested in someone of the opposite sex. But that don't mean nothing, see, Robbie, that don't mean nothing.
Oh, now we're getting down to the interesting part. Does it say that she's got red hair?
Well, no.
Let me see the book. Yeah, thanks, yes, sir. Oh, yeah, yeah. You should be very careful in affairs of the heart. You see, Jimmy, I told you. It says you should be very careful in affairs of the heart. And old man Frost told you, too. Remember in his letter about wine, women, and song?
Give me the book, Robbie.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. I want to read more here about these affairs of the heart business. That's what I'm interested in.
Give me it, will
you? Wait a minute, just a minute. It says, you have a great attraction for the opposite sex. Jimmy, I didn't know that. Hey, you got a great attraction for dames.
Give us it, will you?
Wait a minute. But you should avoid marriage at this time. Hey, Jimmy, you ain't thinking of getting married, are you?
Certainly I ain't thinking of getting married. Give us that book, will you?
Well, it says,
I know what it says. It says we're gonna make money. That's what it says.
I know, Jimmy, but I don't say how. Here, you read it.
All right. Now, look. It says, this is a good time to make loans as you will have many favorable business opportunities.
Does that mean it's a good time to borrow money?
Exactly.
Well, it don't say who we can borrow it from, does it, Jimmy?
We don't have to borrow it. We're going to get money without borrowing. Don't it say here, Mars is in the, whatchamacallit, the ascendancy, and Jupiter is in the eclipse or something, don't it?
Sure it does, Jimmy. But so far as I can see, that ain't got nothing to do with the price of beef stew, and Oswald must have his beef stews.
I wonder who that is.
Come in.
Hello, just wanted to see if everything was all right. Have you enough towels and linen?
Oh, sure, everything's fine.
Oh, yeah, sure, everything's great.
I wonder if you boys would mind paying a week in advance for the room. $7.
Well, you see, Mr. Landlord, we just got in town last night and...
Show him the book, Jimmy. Show him the book on how we're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, the book. I mean, we ain't had a chance to get settled yet.
Oh, yes, I understand, but it's customary to pay in advance. $7, please.
Look, mister, you see, tomorrow...
Here's your money, Mr. Landlord. 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. There.
Thank you, boys. Hope you enjoy your stay here.
Don't mention it.
No, don't mention it.
Ozzy, where did you get the dough?
Yeah, why didn't you tell me?
Well, you fellas were so busy arguing about Mercury and Jupiter that I didn't have a chance.
You didn't do nothing wrong, Ozzy.
No, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Now, remember, Ozzy, we're responsible for you.
Don't worry, it's all right. I just found a wallet with $100 in it.
And you took the money out of it?
You mean you kept the money?
No. Don't get so excited. I found it in Joe Garavelli's place, and he gave me $10 for turning it in.
Oh, well, gee, that's better.
Didn't I tell you, Robbie? Didn't I tell you?
Didn't you tell me what?
Remember it said in the book? It said we're going to get money, and presto, changeo, we got money.
Yeah, and remember what it said in the book about you going around with dames? Well, presto, changeo, you're going to need a lot of money.